Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 33, brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. My name is Chris Albrecht. I'm Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I edit the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper as well, and we host the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, which you can hear this conversation on, a conversation about Divine Mercy Sunday. Our guests, Gwen Johns and Diana Gomez of St. Thomas the Apostle Church, we're going to talk about the Diary of St. Faustina, who St. Faustina was, the origins of Divine Mercy, and talk about the Divine Mercy Sunday celebration on Sunday, April 12th at St. Thomas the Apostle Church at 4100 South Coulter here in Amarillo. Plus, we'll get you up to date with all kinds of diocesan news. But first, if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a prayer for religious liberty. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinion, not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo or of Cap'n or of the Office of Communications. You know what would be a really cool Easter Sunday gift, because it usually does get cold on Easter Sunday? Not snow, but a good rain would be nice. We need some rain, folks. Please pray for favorable weather and lots of rain for our farmers and ranchers. We are in need of the wet stuff. Please pray for much-needed rain. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the confused, the disturbed, and the discerning. Continue to pray for our two great seminarians, Richard Escalante and Benjamin Sego. You can find out more about vocations at amarillovocations.org. Amarillovocations.org, your one-stop shop online for anything and everything that has to do with vocations in the Diocese of Amarillo. To our healthcare workers and first responders, thanks, folks. We appreciate all that you continue to do. All right, we're getting close to the runoffs. They will happen in May. We'll talk about that soon. But make sure you are doing your homework and you're ready to get back out and vote. Remember, as Catholics, we have a moral obligation to vote in elections, not just the ones we want to, but in each and every election. So please get yourself ready to vote in the runoffs coming up later in May. A couple of other things real quick. Next issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, will be dated Sunday, April 19th. Your deadlines for advertising, Monday, April 6th at 5 p.m. and Thursday, April 9th at noon for stories, photos, etc. You can find the podcast at stcapn.com, and you can also find all of our fantastic Cap'n products on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcast. And our email address is stcapn@dioama.org. Our next podcast will be coming up on Friday, April 10th. We've got Deacon Brian Lewis coming in. And if you know Deacon Brian, he knows a lot about the diaconate. Well, he's getting ready to put another class together, the class of 2031, and he will explain what he's looking for and some very important dates. That'll be dropping in about 2 weeks or so. And we thank you for the privilege of your time. Our guest on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 33, brought to you by Cap'n and powered by the Diocese of Amarillo, are two women from St. Thomas the Apostle Church. In fact, I'll just call them young ladies from St. Thomas the Apostle Church. Gwen Johns is to my left, and Diana Gomez is across the way from us. They are part of the Divine Mercy Sunday team at St. Thomas the Apostle Church, and they will celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday on Sunday, April 12th, which is traditionally done in the Roman Catholic Church. I'm going to start with you, Gwen, because there's a lot of people that still question what exactly is divine mercy. So if asked to define divine mercy, how would you define it? A and B, what are the origins of divine mercy?
I think Diana has the actual origins of where it came from, but we know it comes from Poland, but there's a whole story that is a priest that brought it to the States too, and the secrecy of it and the whole context of it. It was something that we didn't know till last summer, and it was beautiful. But the divine mercy comes from Sister Faustina, who was a nun in Poland. And the Divine Mercy is about Christ's mercy, which his love is his mercy. His justice is his mercy. We forget that all these things are tied together, but we forget how important mercy is, Chris, because mercy is something that is such a gift from him, and his heart hurts when people don't even receive his mercy or come to him, especially through confession, to receive that.
So let's talk about the origins of divine mercy, Diana.
Yes, Sister Faustina, Jesus was talking to her and he presented himself to her and he asked her to paint the picture and to put on the bottom, Jesus, I trust in you. And he wanted a special day for it and to present it. It got to the United States from a Marian priest named Father Joseph Drabowski. He was trying to escape Poland, and he had to go through Siberia to get to Japan, and then from Japan to the United States. But in Japan, he didn't have any documents. His American visa had expired. He didn't have a visa to get into Japan. He didn't have documentation to travel through Siberia. And all the while, the Russians are inspecting everybody. The Japanese are confiscating material, and he's got it hidden in his pouches. And so he said that if he, by the grace of God and the divine mercy, if he makes it to the United States, he will help spread the word of divine mercy. And he had a perilous journey and so many close calls. And he made it to the United States and helped spread it.
Yeah, and I'm glad he made it, too.
Yeah, and there's a documentary called The Second Greatest Story Ever Told. And it is a 10-part series, just 30 minutes. And it is so good and so informational. And it's just really a good series.
It has the full history of Divine yes. Mercy and how it came to be.
Yes. And narrated by Father Michael Gately. So yes. You're looking for something good to binge watch as we near this Holy Week and into Easter. There's your binge watching right there. The Second Greatest Story Ever Told. Let's talk about St. Faustina for just a second, Gwen.
Her name was Helen Kowalska, I believe is the last name. These Polish names, I should know them. I'm Polish, but I don't. Praise God. But anyway, Jesus actually had to come to her at a dance when he said, how long are you going to make me wait for you? Because she was supposed to be a nun before that. And she kind of, you know, like we all can do with our vocations, later, I'm doing this. And finally she listened and ended up in the convent. And she was full of fear. But as she grew closer and closer to Christ, and more he shared with her, of course, the deeper her sufferings were. But thank God that she did listen and go to the convent, because we wouldn't have the divine mercy. He can use anybody he wants, but she did listen. So I'm grateful for that. But I think people need to really know the importance of at the hour of death, how he promises his mercy to the worst of sinners, and that his mercy is for the greatest of a sinner. We tend to be afraid to approach Jesus, and confession is such a gift. What kind of mercy is poured out through confession, you know, if we tap into that grace and mercy is poured out. And that's why he wanted a feast of mercy, I believe, what he told Faustina, because he wants people to come to him and not be afraid.
There's a lot of references that you want to make to the diary of St. Faustina. Let's talk about a few of those, please.
Well, one of them is on the hour of mercy, the importance of that. And it's diary number 811. It says, when I entered my solitude, I heard these words. At the hour of their death, I defend as my own glory every soul that will say this chaplet, or when others say it for a dying person. The pardon is the same. When this chaplet is said by the bedside of a dying person, God's anger is placated. Unfathomable mercy envelops the soul, and the very depths of my tender mercy are moved for the sake of the sorrowful passion of my son. I mean, those words are like pretty deep, cut through, right?
Very much so, yeah.
But how can we not believe those words? I mean, God is so good to us and has brought this to us as a gift, and thank God for John Paul II, mm-hmm. really implementing this and putting it in the calendar of our church, the, you know, first Sunday after Easter for all of us to benefit.
And that didn't happen until what, about the late 1990s, 2000?
2000, like yeah, about yeah. 2000. That's what I was thinking, because it was before he died. And then, of course, he died, on Easter Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Divine Mercy that next, I think, God, that was just so perfect. Yeah. God's so good all the time.
Gwen Johns and Diana Gomez, both from St. Thomas the Apostle Church, our guests here on the West Texas Catholic. They're here to talk about Divine Mercy Sunday, big celebration coming up at St. Thomas the Apostle Church on Sunday, April 12th, begins at 2 o'clock, and we hope that you can join the parishioners at St. Thomas for this great celebration. You've gone through this diary many a times. What's your favorite passage? I'll start with you, and then I'll ask Diana the same question.
Oh, I don't have a favorite passage. We use a book that we go by that goes in themes. Mm-hmm. And as we go, each theme is so perfect. And each week builds, doesn't it, Diana? Mm-hmm. And every time we come together, we go, I needed that this week. You know, it's like scripture. It literally is like the Bible. And I'm not saying it takes the place of the Bible. That's not my point. My point is the gift of these words that Faustina wrote from Jesus builds on something so profound, whether we're studying just mercy, we're studying forgiveness, humility, yes, all of those virtues, and then that's tied into one little neat package, and we read through, and we just go, wow, I needed that this week.
So what's your favorite or the most meaningful passage of the diary to you, Diana?
Well, I haven't been in it as long as Gwen has, but I just love how the feast invites everyone to trust in God's love and seek his forgiveness. And that the way she's always constantly trying to, not constantly, but like all of us, like you said, she tries to run away. She doesn't feel worthy to do his will. But he's always tenderly loving her, bringing her back and saying, this will get done. You will fulfill my will. And it's just beautiful. It's like a love letter from Jesus to St. Faustina and to all of us.
And I will say, Chris, as far as sure. the notebook, I think the chaplet, just the words of the prayer are profound. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Yeah. And we're begging for God's mercy to be poured out on all of us and on the whole world. And so just that little clip it from there, and that's out of the diary too, you know, and then the prayers, the blood and water, which gush forth from the heart of Jesus is a fount of mercy for us. I trust in you. And that's diary number 84. So there's just too many. There's too many to pick a favorite because it's just too rich.
But I would suggest you please find a copy of the diary or the notebook that you have, Gwen.
Well, they can come and join our class.
Well, let's talk about that. When does that take place?
On Tuesdays, every other Tuesday, the second and fourth of the month at 2 o'clock at St. Thomas.
Yes.
That was the group I saw when I was delivering newspapers a couple of weeks ago. No wonder. I was wondering why the parking lot was so jammed. We need more people to join this great group. All right, let's talk about the celebration itself. Sunday, April 12th, Divine Mercy Sunday. We're going to celebrate at 4100 South Coulter at 2 o'clock. And leading the celebration, Deacons Daryl Dixon and Mark White, correct,
yes.
Diana?
Yes, yes.
And they're going to be leading the celebration, which includes what? Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament and reflecting on the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary and singing the Divine Mercy Chaplet.
Yes, Michael. Our choir director mm-hmm. will be singing. He's got a beautiful voice.
Oh, yes. The Josh Groban of the Texas Panhandle.
Amen. Choir yes, okay. It's beautiful. But we need to remember, it's not at 3 o'clock, y'all. It's at 2 o'clock. So I don't want, because last year, bless their heart, some people showed up at 3 because they thought it'd be at 3 because Divine Mercy is the hour of mercy is 3 o'clock. But we do it at 2 o'clock at St. Thomas in the main church. So there's plenty of room. We hand out rosaries. We hand out the flyers. We pray it together. You don't have to know anything. Just show up.
Yeah.
Show up and enjoy a great celebration and a great reflection on the life of mm-hmm. St. Faustina and Divine Mercy Sunday. Our guests, Gwen Johns and Diana Gomez from St. Thomas the Apostle Church, we're talking about the Divine Mercy Sunday celebration coming up the second Sunday of Easter, April 12th, starts at 2 o'clock at 4100 South Coulter. Ladies, we'll give you the last word in the conversation.
The importance of the novena, it starts on Good Friday, And if you need any information, I just reach out to us there at St. Thomas and we'll get it for you.
In the bell tower.
Yeah, and we keep some out there. But the importance, I think, because the novena, if you pray the 9-day novena with the chaplet, your sins are wiped out for a year. The whole year is just like a clean slate. You're clean, like baby new. And I think that's a huge gift to all of us, me, a sinner, because I've been doing this a long time now, because I got to wipe out a lot of sins. Don't say nothing, Chris.
I'm not saying a word, not saying a word here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Diana, last word in the conversation belongs to you, ma'am.
The recounting Jesus' passion and the repetitiveness of the saying the divine mercy, it is just so touching. It just softens your heart and melts away all the sin and hurt and everything you've ever felt, and it just brings you closer to God. You know, He just wants to love on us and forgive us and show us His mercy. And so we really hope that everybody comes to the divine mercy and just receives a plenary indulgence. Just come and receive and have your sins wiped away by Christ.
Divine Mercy Sunday Celebration, Sunday, April 12th, 2 o'clock, St. Thomas the Apostle Church, 4100 South Coulter. Come, bring your family and friends. Let's celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday together. Gwen Johns, Diana Gomez, thank you both for coming in. May God continue to abundantly bless you as we draw closer to Easter Sunday here in just a little bit. God bless you both.
Thank you, Chris.
God bless you.
Before we get out of here, a couple of pieces of news we need to share. First off, I hope you're watching the second season of Spiritual Arms, 5 Minutes for the Battle. We have a new episode that drops every Monday morning at 7 o'clock, and we invite you to kick off your work week correctly with 5 Minutes of Faith, hosted by Joshua Correa of St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo. Go online to stcapn.com, and also make sure you check out The Introverted Apostle with Roman Asville and David Wilson. And again, a friendly reminder, keep up with this program and all of our other offerings on stcapn.com, the Carlo Acutis Podcast Network, and all of these fantastic Cap'n products available now on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcast. A reminder, Pastoral Center is closing at noon on Holy Thursday, April 2nd. We will reopen on Easter Tuesday, April 7th at 9 o'clock. His Eminence Cardinal Daniel DiNardo and everyone here at the Pastoral Center wish each and every one of you a very blessed Easter season. He has risen. Alleluia. Well, we can say it now, but it's going to be real very, very soon. St. Joseph's School here in Amarillo gearing up for its 5th annual golf scramble Saturday, April 25th. They sure do need sponsors and golfers. Amanda Almanza can tell you more. Call the school, 806-359-1604. DCYC 2026 is approaching, the annual Diocesan Youth Gathering, Friday, April 24th through Sunday, April 26th at the Amarillo Civic Center. Check out the details, amarillodiocese.com. Or WestTexasCatholic.org. Confirmation masses this spring, all are being done by deanery, all in one place. St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo, beginning on Saturday, April 11th. 6 masses between April 11th and Saturday, May 30th. Look for all the details in the latest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. Do want to remind you, because we like to remind you of this, volunteers are needed at BSA Hospital as communion ministers. It's a commitment that really doesn't require a lot of time. Training will be provided, and Elma Fletcher can tell you more at 806-206-4496. If we were placing bets and wondering what the last news item is, well, you got it right again. Save Saturday, August 22nd on your calendars, folks. The Diocese of Amarillo celebrating its centennial with a mass of Thanksgiving that morning, 10 o'clock, St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. More to come very, very soon. Well, folks, if you have comments, suggestions, maybe you'd like to help underwrite the cost of Cap'n, you know, because David Wilson doesn't work cheap, folks. Or if you're interested in advertising, please email us, stcapn@dioama.org, stcapn@dioama.org. And don't forget to fill out the form at stcapn.com. We do really want to hear from you, and we want to make this podcast and all of our other offerings on our podcast network even better. Please don't forget that you can keep up with this program and every one of our offerings on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcast. Have yourselves a fantastic Holy Week and a blessed Easter Sunday, and we'll see you back with another podcast on Friday, April 10th at noon. Have a great one. God bless you. And remember, abortion is not and never will be healthcare. Viva Cristo Rey.